the rest of the story. I want to tell you about a battle history forgot. In fact, it's a conflict so obscure, despite its significance, that schoolchildren now living on the site where it was fought are scarcely aware that it even took place. And yet, still, August 22, 1776, with the Declaration of Independence not 2 months old, a British fleet arrived unopposed in the American colonies, and I mean a force twice the size of the Spanish armada. General Sir William Howe, still stinging from his Boston retreat, carefully prepared these 20,000 fresh troops over the next 5 days. Nothing must go wrong this time, and nothing did. The British attacked in the morning darkness, August 27. Their cannon were so precise that many a colonial head was blown clean away. Their Hessian allies, all seasoned mercenary foot soldiers, skillfully claimed more lives with bayonets than with musket balls. By noon, approximately one-third of the colonial troops were either dead or missing or captured. But still the colonists fought. Even when hope was gone and slaughter was certain, they attacked their attackers with unrestrained fury in small, ragged bands. With the Continental forces outnumbered by more than 2-1, the battle was effectively over before it had begun. General Washington did the smartest thing that he could under the circumstances. On the foggy night of August 29, in the wake of a fierce 2-day storm that had interrupted the punishing onslaught of the British, he evacuated himself and what was left of his army. He ran. Washington ran as hard and as fast as he could for the next 4 months. In fact, the tide did not turn in the colonists' favor until their attack at Trenton the following Christmas Day. And yet to the victor belongs the pen with which the history of human conflict is inscribed. Indeed, the eventual success of the Revolution obliterated the memory of that humiliating defeat in the late summer of 1776. Wiped it out so thoroughly from our collective consciousness, so nearly from the pages of American history, that today an auto body shop sits indifferently on the gravesite of hundreds of patriots. It was the biggest, the costliest battle of the entire Revolutionary War, and yet the paths once trod by attacking redcoats have been paved over, and the only surviving relic, an outpost once known as the Old Stone House, has become a public restroom on a children's playground. Historians, attempting more elegantly to explain the embarrassing anonymity of that significant battlefield, historians have suggested that the publishing industry, then based in Boston, was initially preoccupied with news closer to home, and that as a result, more has been said about the battles nearby in the years since. However, the simpler explanation is the likelier as well. We just forgot because we wanted to forget. But here and hereafter, let it be remembered that once upon a colonial uprising, brave men fought and died for a piece of real estate that later disowned them. A hunk of ground on the west end of Long Island, New York, an ungrateful little place called Brooklyn. And now you know the rest of the story.